Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
Some things that do look promising. So the U.S. has reportedly announced billions of dollars in subsidies for advanced chips. So yes, we talked about chips last episode. We talked about SMH. We talked about AMD. We talked about Qualcomm. We talked about NVIDIA, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But the Biden administration is prepared to allocate billions of dollars in subsidies to major semiconductor companies to develop new manufacturing facilities in the United States. This move is part of a broader strategy to boost domestic production of advanced semiconductors. So what are your thoughts on this? You know, even when we had Amin-Ra on, and mm-hmm. he was saying that the workforce in America is really not even trained at a high level to produce a lot of these chips. But then there's AI that comes into place as well. But that would kind of defeat the purpose of trying to hire jobs in America. So we're right. Billions of dollars. Is this something that's going to be beneficial for the chip industry? If so, which companies will it benefit? American companies like Intel?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to benefit from this billions of dollars into chips situation?
Intel fell 12% on Friday, so it won't be them. Finito. Espiritu Santo. AMD, NVIDIA are going to be the two primary beneficiaries. Is it a good move by the government? With it being an election year, you do have to put some capital into some sectors that can help the economy grow. While even though GDP over the last quarter rose, you want to have a sustained growth in terms of GDP. AMD and NVIDIA are the two players that are going to do incredibly well. And also the big threat on the table is we cannot have Taiwan Semiconductor be the number one chip maker and the best chip maker manufacturer, while all of our tech companies are based in Silicon Valley and be dependent upon them. So not only is it a way to help advance GDP in the future, but it's also a hedge. Because if we are going to hitch our economy to AI and chips over the next 10 to 20 years, we can't have the number one player be in Taiwan. So I think it is great. We've talked about AMD endlessly, one of my favorites. NVIDIA is one of my favorites. They'll do incredibly well. Google will get some spillover. Meta will get some spillover as a result. That's part of the reason why you saw Zuckerberg announce how many GPUs that they bought as well, which does make them a bigger player as a result. But by the top two of all time, NVIDIA and AMD, you'll be A-OK. NVIDIA does need to come down in price somewhat, but for long term, hold those two. I know, the Intel hate is endless. It's not hate, but okay. Is Intel better than ASML?
No.
Are they better than Taiwan Semiconductor?
These are rhetorical questions.
Is it better than AMD, NVIDIA?
Yeah.
Like,
no.
I can argue Intel's not better than Micron.
But, so that
speaking of butts, they can go sit their ass on the bench and get a better CEO and work on better projects. That crypto project is not going to save them.
So the announcement, does it helps the industry overall?
Absolutely. Right?
Like, so if we're looking from an ETF standpoint, SMH, I think, is the winner, because it doesn't matter which one of these companies gets awarded. It definitely will be inside of that ETF. We spoke about NVIDIA. We spoke about AMD. And I said, you know, NVIDIA's prices are high. And right when they come out with the H200, it'll you know, probably be higher. But that leaves a market for people in a different class, which I think AMD will pick up on. Intel, I mean, they're just so far behind, but they are building, right? And so we talk about projects that are happening here domestically. They have three in Arizona. They have one in Arizona, Ohio, New Mexico, and Oregon. They're spending $43 billion, right, for that infrastructure. We already talked about Taiwan Semiconductor, what they're doing in Arizona. But Samsung is another company, right? People, when
making
they
a push.
When we think about chips, we don't think about Samsung. But if you talk about from a consumer home buying experience, look inside your home. They are probably making majority of the chips that are inside of your TV or your fridge, those appliances, Samsung has a huge market in, right? But there are companies here. You mentioned one, Micron.
Yep.
Company to look at, right? If they're awarded some of these subsidiaries. I spoke about this 3 years ago. I spoke about it last year. I think I mentioned it on the last episode. Global Foundries is a company that I definitely will watch. They are ready building here in New York. And then one that gets slept on, and we kind of talked about it. And if you were in high school, you definitely would recognize it, but that's Texas Instruments.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, this is a company, even if you look inside of SMH's ETF allocation, it's always in its top 10. It fluctuates between, I would say, the fifth position and maybe the ninth or eighth. But it's another strong semi. And we always think about it in terms of, oh, wait, that's the people who made our calculators. But do a little deep dive into some of the things that they're producing, and you'll see, like, this is another billion-dollar industry that's inside of here in America. And so if we're looking at the administration to give subsidies to companies that are here, those are some that are on the forefront that exist here. Everybody knows NVIDIA. Everybody sees AMD. We saw what happened with Intel in their report. But these other Microns and the Global Foundry.
Rashad mentioned Qualcomm. Is Intel better than Global Foundries, Qualcomm? You can argue Marvell. Like, what are we talking about? Like, Intel is like a Bill Cartwright played in today's NBA.
So
Bill Cartwright, I want to smoke.
That bad?
Would you put, if it was the last of your kids' money for college, would you put your money?
No, I'm not doing that. No.
See?
So this news will benefit who? SMH as a whole. And all of the other major chip companies. This is more encouraging news for the chip industry.
Absolutely. I would say definitely SMH does. SOX, I know, is another one of those that are inside of semiconductors. But I think the ones that are domestically, I think those are the ones that you should be putting at the front of your watch list, right? Because it's called Chips for America, right? So they're going to look for American companies. So the ones that we just said, I think those ones benefit. But if you want to just be safe about it, obviously, I'm going the ETF route.
Absolutely. And Qualcomm is a good dark horse as well, if you're looking at one.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
But yeah, this is going to be great for the industry. It's definitely going to provide some safety for the next 4 to 8 years for this space to continue to grow. Like, and I said it maybe two episodes ago, the government is a market maker. When they say they're going to deploy this kind of money into a space, do you think it's going to grow or decline? We're going to see rapid growth here over the next 4 or 5 years.
Right. And they always, I mean, they have a personal interest in it, right? They want to see it grow. They want to be the leader in tech, and they know what's at the forefront. They know that these are the leading pieces inside of technology, whether it's from a business infrastructure standpoint or a personal standpoint. Like, you have to have it, right? And so we saw what happened during the pandemic, and it was a lesson learned. All right, we can't rely on this from an international standpoint. We need to have more domestic infrastructure. This is a step in that direction. So, yeah.
And Rashad, you said it last week, the next 5 years would be the most important. This explains why. This pretty much bakes in 300% growth over the next 4 or 5 years for this sector, with the government putting all this capital at play for it. Hold for long term, hold for 5 years.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.